The challenge will be at that intersection or disconnect between Western science and what people perceive as indigenous science, because one is considered soft science. And so I guess convincing people of the value and the complementary nature of indigenous knowledge in this broader conversation about ocean science, healthy, safe oceans, and a healthy, safe planet, and the basic survival of our region means that we have to fight even harder to get our voices into the documentation.